Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. Hope you're having a great weekend. I know how to make it a little better. Head to Elkhart Lake. Kathleen Eichhoff is the executive director of Wisconsin's Elkhart Lake. Hey, Kathleen, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, John, it's great to be with you this afternoon.
Oh, my gosh. The annual Old World Christmas Market is going on right now. It's like walking back into the times in Germany. Tell us about it.
Well, I first want to say that, you know, John, the holiday season and the Christmas season in Elkhart Lake is really just a magical time of year. Mm-hmm. And with all the snow that we got Thanksgiving weekend, you know, the snow is still clinging to the trees and the white lights on the on our shops and our restaurants and on our outdoor trees. It is really, it's really magical. And then when you head into our resorts and you see all the decorations, really, truly magical. And then to top it off, we've got these great events. And the Old World Christmas Market is really kind of the pinnacle of it because it is a 10-day European market. And I don't know if you know this, but so it's the 27th annual.
Yeah.
And last year, the Old World Christmas Market was voted the number one holiday market by USA Today Reader's Choice.
Wow, that's amazing.
I mean, it's really such an honor to receive that type of recognition as a market. When you approach this tent the size of a football field, this heated tent, when you enter into that market, all of your senses are going to be engaged. But the one that's going to first be engaged is your sense of smell. You're going to smell the Christmas trees, the evergreen boughs hanging on all of the booths. You're going to smell the roasted nuts, the mulled wines, and the German food. It's the smell of Christmas, John. It is just amazing. This is a market that's reminiscent of the European markets in Nuremberg. And so there's all of these wonderful European vendors that people will want to absolutely take a look at. You'll want to see the exquisite wood carving mm-hmm. and the clock carvings from Germany, the woolen clothing from Estonia. There's leather, there's fur, there's alpaca. Like when you receive one of these kinds of gifts, John, I mean, your wife would absolutely love them. This isn't what you buy on Amazon or a big box store. I mean, these are really special, special gifts. I mean, these are the kinds of gifts that really show that true meaning and love for Christmas. So really, it's some wonderful things. In addition to shopping the market, a lot of families come here year after year. This is an annual thing for them. And, you know, there's girlfriends, there's moms, and there's family groups. Mm-hmm. And you'll see families dressed up for the holidays. And one of the things that is like the highlight for many kids is the breakfast with Santa or the reindeer brunch. Mm-hmm. Those are either on Saturday or Sunday morning. The kids get a chance to visit with Santa, get their pictures taken. There's also some other children's activities, cookie decorating and ornament making. And while you're also at the market, you'll want to check out the Schnitzel House that is a huge German food booth. Just delicious. Wiener Schnitzel and Spätzle and red cabbage and pulled pork with mustards. Just delicious, delicious food. And you can't get this food any other time of year than at the market during this.
I love that.
Again, it started yesterday and runs through the 14th, and that runs from 10 to 5 daily. But there's also some other great things that are happening in Elkhart Lake during the Christmas season.
Yeah.
Today is the annual There's No Place Like Elkhart Lake Holiday Open House, and this is the open house with all of our shops. Mm-hmm. And, you know, on Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend was Small Business Saturday, and that's really when the snow hit. And so I know that our small businesses are really hoping that people
yes.
will still come out and support them everywhere, because that's really an important part of our community. But there's also some horse-drawn wagon rides. There's a Jingle All the Way musical review show. And that happens the 12th, 13th, and 19th, and 20th. There's cocktail classes and some special holiday cooking classes. The Hard Left Lounge at Seekins Resort has some festivities going on, and that's a really cool space to visit with friends over the holidays. And even the Wade House Christmas, December 13th and 14th, that is, you know, you're traveling back to the 1850s, and it's a Yankee and German-influenced Christmas event. So that is something different, a step back in time, which is really cool. And then
I love
it. Yosef also has a Steam for Christmas show on Friday, December 19th. They describe it as an electrifying energy show. And I was looking at some YouTube on this group, and it looks like a full orchestra. I mean, like tons of instruments, super lively, super engaging. Can't wait to see it. It's the first time it's here. And you can do dinner and a show, or just the show, but I would wrap it into a weekend and come and kind of get away from all of the stress of the holidays and just do something fun. So lots of things to choose from for our holiday season. And of course, Christmas Day, you know, there's a big brunch at the Ostrau from 10 to 2. So you can take a load off and not have to do all that cooking and gather your family here in a beautiful space and celebrate Christmas here in beautiful Elko Lake.
I love it. So I am so excited. I'm so excited to get up there. Kathleen Eickhoff is the executive director of Wisconsin's Elkhart Lake. This is incredible. Thanks, Kathleen. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
I love it. Merry Christmas to you, too. So much to do up there. Check out the website. That's the best way to get all the information. Ann Sayers up next when Experience Wisconsin rolls on.